winning voice again. When the springtime...
What is it about the American Civil War? That's what this audio boo is about. And what I'm going to do in this audio boo is to explore my own mixed emotions and thoughts about all around the question of why am I drawn to the American Civil War. It begins with the music.
Hours grow sad while I ponder near the silence.
Which basically make me sound like an old fogey stuck in the past. But yes, it's a fact that I am irresistibly drawn to the music of the American Civil War and have been for some time. So what is it? I grew up in a family which has no military connections whatsoever. To the best of my knowledge, only my father has been shot. He was shot, he claimed he was shot by accident. And that's a subject of another audio boo that I told in the past. So, none of my family went to uniform. My uncles, aunts went to the UK. The closest we got to was that I have an aunt on my father's side who was in a Japanese prisoner of war camp in Borneo during Second World War, and two first cousins older than me who were... I think they might even have been born in the camp or born shortly after or shortly before. So there's no military tradition whatsoever. And neither is there anybody in my family in the guards, in the police, in the cops. And I'll own up to the fact that as a kid growing up, the last profession on earth that I would have joined up would have been to join the police. Or indeed the army. So, and indeed, all of my earliest time that I can remember easily now, thinking about things military, was, you know, well, really was the anti-Vietnam War movement. And I think of it as the anti-Vietnam War movement. I was on the side of get the Americans out of Vietnam, the anti-imperialist movement. So, politically, I'm a non-militaristic person. I haven't got any tradition, political tradition, ideological political tradition, or family political tradition behind me which would make me predisposed towards militarism. Quite the opposite. Would have been emotionally drawn to conscientious objectors, thinking about the First World War. I would have been drawn to the anti-fascist side. Well, not just drawn, totally committed to the anti-fascist side. But, you know, I'm too young to have had a chance to fight. And I'm not sure I would have wanted to fight. So the whole thing is that doesn't explain why I'm attracted to the American Civil War. Okay, why am I attracted to the American Civil War? I certainly am immensely attracted to the music. And, of course, I wouldn't be unusual in that respect. You know, the music of marching soldiers is rhythmic, it's communal, it stirs many people. So I would be a very average kind of a listener to that, easily stirred to the rhythm of the beat, the marching feet, the drum taps, any instruments that would have been used to encourage people to keep on marching would have appealed to me. So, but the music of the American Civil War is not all like that. It is, of course, there is... by the way, I'm parking a car in an underground car park. That's why I'm doing this. But there is, of course, you know, marching through Georgia. That music. But there's other music, like this. That kind of plaintive stuff, that kind of poignant singing. Never mind the words, what exactly he was singing, I can't tell you at this very second in time. But the point is that it's lyrical, it's incredibly lyrical, and it's poignant. And okay, I like operatic singing. I grew up not liking it. So there are two kinds of music connected with war. You know, there's let's go to battle and fight, and let's sing for the dead, or let's sing of our loss. And there may be others as well. But the thing about me is I love it all in connection with the American Civil War. I like all of the music, without exception. And so why do I like the American Civil War so much? It isn't just the music. That's the point. It's not just the music. And why? Well, it must be the first war that I was unambiguously, I had the clarity of thought that, oh, there were goodies and baddies, and the North were the goodies and the South were the baddies, because the North were in favor of fleeing the slaves and the South were all slave owners. And, you know, I was on one side. So the American Civil War is a great thing because it's fight for righteousness, etc., etc. So I'm attracted to it because of the clarity of what side are you on. Now, intellectually, I now know that what I've just said to you about the American Civil War isn't true. It's the victor's story, if you like. The reality is more complicated than that by a long, long shot. So those of you who are listening to me in Carolina and Georgia, you know, I realize that the Southern side in the American Civil War were not the pure, unadulterated baddies. I realize that now. I realize it was more complicated. It's not to say I think that they were the goodies, but I have been unable to dislodge from my psyche the original thoughts connected with there are goodies and baddies and there. So, and I think that'll last forever, to be honest. No matter how many layers of intellectual stuff and research and knowledge I get, it's never going to remove from me the fact that the American Civil War was a right and just war that has contributed to human civilization because it resulted in an America which didn't have slaves. Okay, that only gets me so far, but I'm going to take a break and come back to this and continue.